I not wearing pants? I guess I have to go commando again, of course inspired by Britney Spears with a hint of Amy Winehouse. Necrophilia is not condoned, especially if you're pregnant, unless if it's with a member from Jersey Shore. This is another edition of the Drudge Report Report for the 18th of September 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and I think I have AIDS. Oh wait, it's just crabs. Hooray! CNN have released the photo of filmmaker Nicola Nicola, responsible for the anti-Islamic film which has caused massive unrest overseas, including the death of a US ambassador. It's bad enough that his first name is the same as his last, but to release his photo after incessant death threats? Are you on drugs? Well, you'd have to be to watch CNN. The news network also released personal information of the man, such as his sexual preference for animals and his favourite verse in the Quran. In a Julius Reed exclusive, upon hacking into his Facebook profile, I discovered that his breast cup size was a C. How disturbing for a man with no shame. Actually, that would be me. Our favourite crazy right-wing Jew, Mr. Netanyahu, has stepped up the pressure over Iran, saying that the barren country is only 6 or 7 months away from having most of the fuel needed to build a nuclear weapon, pleading to the US to do something. But, Mr. Yahoo, you're constantly shafting the US on anything they say, yet now you want their help? Double standards for a man who looks like a prepubescent schoolboy upon wearing his kippah. That would explain his ego. If Iran would just hurry up and drop a 3-gram nuke on this guy's house, we wouldn't have any of these problems. His neighbours would be ecstatic. A US college has suspended a professor for allegedly attempting to force students to vote for Obama by getting them to sign a Vote for Obama pledge, which technically counts as harassment. Jeez, there's an easier way, you know. I just tell people that Romney's black. India is set to launch a space mission to Mars in 2013. God knows how many Indian peasants are going to starve over this. The unmanned mission could cost nearly 5 billion rupees, or $90 million. They plan on being the first country to send a cow to Mars, and later in 2016, they plan on sending people exclusively to worship a dead cow who died from a lack of atmosphere. Although I hear oxygen-deprived milk tastes delicious, assuming you don't suffocate to death first. Surf Life Saving Australia will be deploying unmanned drones in order to keep an eye on the people swimming below. The drones have a payload capacity of 15 pounds and can run for 15 minutes at a time. Sounds good if you're looking for some cheeky down blouse shots on innocent women as they drown below. I can imagine the guy controlling the drone saying, "I'm sorry, but your tits weren't big enough and we could barely get any good shots off for the camera, so you're not really worth saving. On the other hand, if your breasts were of sufficient size, you'd be too heavy for the drone to carry. Thank God I'm not a surf lifesaver." The Treasury Department is resisting General Motors' push for the government to sell off its stake in the automobile maker. Even GM don't want the diseased hand that feeds them. Following a $50 billion bailout in 2009, the US taxpayer now owns almost 27% of the company. But the newspaper said GM executives are now chafing at that, saying it hurts the company's reputation and its ability to attract top talent due to pay restrictions. Ah yes, central planning at its finest. Obama is such an economic pimp. Do as you're told, or I kill the kid. That's a bit harsh. Instead, I'll send you into bankruptcy, which means even more bailouts and more of Obama's stupid circular logic. Don't even get me started on Romney. DC police were on the lookout last Sunday night for an unusual robbery suspect, a black male roughly 6 or 7 years old. I know, this is outrageous. How dare they randomly target a black man like this? I think I need to comfort eat with some fried chicken and a healthy dose of watermelon, which begs the question, who's more racist? Nearly 150 protesters were arrested on the anniversary of Occupy Wall Street in Lower Manhattan this morning. About 1,000 protesters commemorating last year's kickoff of the income inequality movement gathered early in the morning at 4 meeting points. The organisers planned to hit 40 corporate targets for anniversary protests, disguised in business attire. Inverse guerrilla tactics. Haven't I seen this movie before? Istanbul aims to outshine Dubai with a planned $2.6 billion bank center. Let's be honest, it's going to be the world's biggest bunker for the elite to take refuge in once the shit hits the fan. I can't imagine being neighbors with Bill Gates. His nerdy voice would drive me crazy before his computer system would have the chance to. $7 million in gold bars were found in a reclusive man's home 1 month after he died. No wonder his kids were pissed off when they only found $200 in his bank account. I guess he hates the US dollar that much. But I don't blame him. Why pay for overpriced toilet paper when you can just grab a couple bills from your wallet? It saves you time, and it's new age. I'm still using Weimar paper marks, the only currency that's 5 times softer than sandpaper and only causes minor bleeding with more than 2 ply. That's German engineering. An Italian magazine has published topless photos of Kate Middleton, and now Middleton herself is looking for criminal prosecution of the French photographer over the pictures. I just find the trend worrying. Have you ever tried masturbating to Prince Charles? It's like eating thorns with your favourite food. You try and enjoy it, but it's difficult when your mum's in the room. I swear those ears are hypnotic. America has hit a record number of people collecting disability at roughly 8.7 million Americans. Unfortunately, all it requires is being born an American. Some say it's worse than being black. You qualify if you watch more than 30 seconds of American Idol every week. On top of the strain of poor Timmy there, who has a real nasty stutter and the IQ of a house brick, for every $1 added to the economy, Obama added $3 in debt. I did say that being black is worse than being American. It's too bad we can't prove Obama's American, at least according to his birth certificate. Sorry, I mean Photoshop. The controversial naked airport body scanners are to be scrapped after failing to receive European approval over fears the machines could emit harmful levels of cancer-causing radiation. Now no one will ever have to know that I have a small dick. An Egyptian minister has said that some people were paid to protest against the US. Finally, a news story my listeners can relate to. Islamists have destroyed the tomb of a Muslim saint in a northern Mali region under their control. All zero of my Muslim listeners are outraged. A majority of Americans, coming in at 54%, believe that the government is trying to do too many things that should be left to individuals and businesses. Of course, a government don't care about what you think, hence why they're the government. Although seriously, I wouldn't mind someone coming around to help with the gardening. I want Obama personally, or GTFO, and I'm moving to Afghanistan. Their dead insurgent fertilizer is high in protein, and works great with the poppy fields. Obviously, food first, lubricant second. Two Southeast companies that make US military uniforms are shedding hundreds of jobs as the government looks to federal inmates for the fatigues, so much for supporting US employment. Instead, let's give it to the guy who murdered your wife. Not only do you have to deal with the sorrow of her death, but now you have to wear it as you go out into the battlefield to get killed. The vicious cycle that is life. God damn, this thing is really long. Or in other words, some people like to drive fast sports cars. I like to do this. This has been the Drudge Report with me, Julius Reed. Where the hell am I?